self-awareness, your conditioning drops automatically. That depends on the degree of your awareness. Sometimes it's greater, sometimes it's less. But remember that little exercise I gave you yesterday when I said, don't identify with the feeling? The feeling will go on in the beginning. But as you disidentify, the intensity will diminish. And there are times when you get a flash of awareness, and in that flash, it drops altogether. So there are degrees of awareness, and we move into that. And sometimes we have more, and sometimes we have less. Towards the end of this session, I hope to give you, or the beginning of the next one, I hope to give you a little exercise to show you the difference between knowledge and awareness, between information and awareness. I said, one cannot do evil in awareness. One can do evil in knowledge or information. You know that this thing is bad, but you're really not aware. Father, forgive them because they do not know. They're not aware of what they are doing. I am the greatest of sinners, for I persecuted the Church of Christ. But friends, I did it unawares. If they had been aware that they were crucifying the Lord of glory, they would never have done so. A time will come when they will persecute you and they will think they're doing a service to God. What do you know? Thomas Aquinas puts it so nicely. He says, every time someone sins, they're sinning under the guise of good. They're blinding themselves. They're seeing something as good, even though they know it is bad. They're telling themselves in some way. They're rationalizing because they're seeking something as good under the pretext of good. But more about that when we talk of freedom. Anyone else? Yes?
It's very freeing to become aware of the image of driving in traffic, and you're maintaining a steady gait and lots of points of line, and you're getting four-letter words on. Now, I find it very difficult to maintain the serenity in the midst of that, that sensing, and so forth. Are you saying that by beginning the process of awareness, eventually that nervousness will dissipate and that the peace will be that's my big search.
Did you pick up your attachment there?
Peace.
Your attachment to calm
peace.
And peace. You're saying, unless I'm peaceful, I won't be happy. Did it ever occur to you, you could be happy in your tension? Before enlightenment, I used to be depressed. After enlightenment, I continue to be depressed. You hit upon something there. You see, if you don't make a goal out of relaxation and sensitivity, you ever heard of these people who get tense trying to relax? Yes. They're making an effort to relax. Well, if one is tense, one observes one's tension. You will never understand yourself if you seek to change yourself. I'll be explaining that to you later when we talk about self-change. The harder you try to change yourself, the worse it gets. You are called upon to be aware. Get the feel of that telephone. Get the feel of the ring of the phone. The jarred nerves. Get the sensation of that. Get the sensation of the steering wheel in the car. In other words, come to reality and leave the tension or the calmness to take care of itself. As a matter of fact, you will leave it to take care of yourself because you'll be too preoccupied or too occupied getting in touch with reality. See, this is what I mean. Kind of step by step, and let whatever happens, happens. You know, the real change will come about in you when it is brought about not by your ego, but by reality. Awareness releases reality to change you. You change. In sensitivity, you change. In consciousness and awareness, you change. But you've got to experience this. It's useless taking my word for it. But if you've got a plan, if your ego has drawn up a plan in its own cunning way, and trying to push you into that, you'll meet with resistance. There'll be trouble. Who else? Pretty good questions. Yes. Yes. All right. The question is being awakened a growing process? At times you're awake, at times you go to sleep, etc. Do you pick up the mild anxiety behind that? You want to be awake, don't you? You want to find out if you're really awake or not. Now, that's part of asceticism. It doesn't matter. How strange that sounds in a culture and a society where we've been trained to achieve goals, get somewhere. There's nowhere to go. You know why? Because you're there already. The Japanese have a nice way of putting it. The day you cease to travel, you will arrive. Now, if your attitude were, I want to be aware. I want to be in touch with whatever is and let whatever happens, happen. If I'm awake, fine. If I'm asleep, fine. But the moment you make a goal out of it and you're attempting to get it, see, what's happening there is you're seeking ego glorification, ego promotion. You want the good feeling that you've made it. I got news for you. When you make it, you won't know. Your left hand won't know what your right hand is doing. Lord, when did we do this? We had no awareness. Charity is never so lovely as when one has no consciousness that one is practicing charity. You mean I helped you? I was just enjoying myself. I was just doing my dance. It helped you. That's wonderful. Congratulations to you. No credit to me. Because tell me, if you're giving Jesus the credit for all the good that happened to people when he spoke, hold on to your chairs now. Why aren't you blaming him for all the evil that happened to people when he spoke? If I had not come, they would not have sinned. Who's to blame?
They are to blame.
And when they benefited, who gets the credit? He. Hey, wait a minute. The rain that is exactly the same in its nature produces thorns in the marsh and flowers in the garden. That's up to you. So, when you attain, when you are aware, increasingly you will not be bothered about labels like awake or asleep. You know, I must say I cheated with all of you. I used it, to use an Ignatian phrase, getting in through your door, arousing your curiosity, and I'm sorry to say, your spiritual greed, but greed nonetheless. Say, let's come awake. It's going to be wonderful. Well, that's for starters. After a while, it doesn't matter. One is aware because one lives. The unaware life is not worth living. And you will leave change to take care of itself.